Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Test, describing a memorable travel experience. Travel experiences often make for engaging conversations, which is why they frequently appear in IELTS speaking tests. The topic, describe a memorable travel experience you had, is a popular one that candidates may encounter, especially in part two of the test. This article will guide you through answering questions related to this topic, providing sample answers and valuable tips to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you general questions about travel. Here are some common questions you might encounter. Do you like traveling? How often do you travel? What's your favorite mode of transportation when traveling? Do you prefer to travel alone or with others? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Question, do you like traveling? Sample answer, 7-8. Absolutely, I'm quite passionate about traveling. It's not just about visiting new places, but also about immersing myself in different cultures and gaining new perspectives. I find that every trip, whether it's a short weekend getaway or a long international journey, broadens my horizons and leaves me with unforgettable memories. Part 2, Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some prompts. Here's an example related to our main topic. Describe a memorable travel experience you had. You should say where you went, who you went with, what you did there, and explain why it was memorable. You will have 1 minute to prepare, and you should aim to speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample answer. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to share a truly unforgettable journey I had to Bali, Indonesia, about 2 years ago. I ventured there with my best friend Sarah for a week-long escapade that turned out to be far more enriching than we had initially anticipated. Bali, often referred to as the Island of the Gods, is renowned for its lush landscapes, vibrant culture, and spiritual ambience. We divided our time between exploring the bustling streets of Ubud and unwinding on the pristine beaches of Nusa Dua. One of the highlights of our trip was partaking in a traditional Balinese cooking class. We started the day by visiting a local market, where our instructor guided us through the myriad of exotic ingredients. The aromas and colors were absolutely intoxicating. We then retreated to a picturesque outdoor kitchen where we learned to prepare authentic dishes like nasi goreng and gado-gado. It was a hands-on experience that really immersed us in the local culture. Another memorable aspect was our visit to the sacred Tirta Empel temple. We participated in a purification ritual, which involved bathing in the temple's holy spring water. It was a profoundly moving experience that left us feeling spiritually rejuvenated. What made this trip so memorable was the perfect blend of relaxation, cultural immersion, and personal growth. It opened my eyes to a completely different way of life and left me with a deep appreciation for Balinese culture. The warmth and genuine hospitality of the local people we encountered truly touched our hearts. This experience was more than just a vacation. It was a journey of self-discovery and cultural exploration that continues to influence my perspective on life and travel to this day. Follow-up questions. The examiner might ask additional questions after your long turn. Here are some possibilities with sample answers. Question, how did this trip change your perspective on travel? Sample answer, band 7-8. This trip completely transformed my approach to travel. Prior to this experience, I often focused on ticking off tourist attractions from a list. However, Bali taught me the value of immersing myself in the local culture and seeking authentic experiences. Now, I prioritize interacting with locals, trying traditional cuisines, and participating in cultural activities whenever I travel. It's made my journeys far more enriching and memorable. Question, do you think travel experiences are important for personal growth? Absolutely. I'm a firm believer that travel experiences play a crucial role in personal growth. They expose us to diverse perspectives, challenge our preconceptions, and foster adaptability. When we step out of our comfort zones and immerse ourselves in unfamiliar environments, we're forced to confront our biases and expand our worldview. This process of cultural exchange and self-reflection can lead to increased empathy, enhanced problem-solving skills, and a broader understanding of global issues. In essence, Travel acts as a catalyst for personal development, helping us become more well-rounded and open-minded individuals. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions with sample answers. Question: how has technology changed the way people travel? Sample answer, band 8-9. Technology has revolutionized the travel industry in numerous ways. Firstly, it has made trip planning significantly more accessible and efficient. With online booking platforms and comparison websites, travelers can now easily research, compare, and book flights, accommodations, and activities from the comfort of their homes. Moreover, smartphones and travel apps have transformed the in-destination experience. GPS navigation, real-time translation apps, and digital payment systems have made it easier than ever to explore foreign destinations independently. However, this technological integration also has its drawbacks. The constant connectivity can sometimes detract from the immersive experience of travel, with people becoming overly reliant on their devices instead of engaging with their surroundings. Additionally, the rise of social media has led to over-tourism in some destinations, as travelers flock to Instagram-worthy locations. On balance, though, I believe technology has predominantly enhanced the travel experience, making it more accessible, convenient, and informative for a wider range of people. The key is to use these tools judiciously, balancing their benefits with the need for genuine, unmediated experiences. Question: do you think mass tourism is having a negative impact on some destinations? Sample answer, band 7-8. There's no denying that mass tourism has both positive and negative impacts on destinations. On the one hand, it brings significant economic benefits, creating jobs and boosting local economies. However, it can also lead to environmental degradation, overcrowding, and the erosion of local cultures. In many popular tourist spots, we're seeing issues like pollution, damage to natural habitats, and strain on local infrastructure. Venice, for example, has been grappling with the effects of over-tourism for years, with cruise ships damaging the lagoon and crowds overwhelming the city's narrow streets. I believe the solution lies in sustainable tourism practices. This could involve implementing visitor caps, promoting off-season travel, and educating tourists about responsible travel. Ultimately, it's about striking a balance between the economic benefits of tourism and the preservation of local environments and cultures. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases to incorporate into your responses. Venture, verb, venture, to go somewhere, typically somewhere new, strange, or dangerous. Example, we ventured into the heart of the Amazon rainforest. Immerse, verb, immerse, to involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example, the trip allowed me to immerse myself in Japanese culture. Enrich, verb, enrich, to improve or enhance the quality or value of something. Example, traveling has greatly enriched my understanding of the world. Profound, adjective found, very great or intense. Example, the experience had a profound impact on my worldview. Rejuvenate, verb, to give new energy or vigor to, revitalize. Example, the peaceful retreat rejuvenated both my body and mind. Catalyst, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example, this journey acted as a catalyst for my personal growth. Examiner's advice: to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a memorable travel experience, practice extensively. Regularly rehearse describing various travel experiences, focusing on providing detailed descriptions and expressing your emotions. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use travel-related terms and idiomatic expressions to enhance the sophistication of your language. Structure your response. Organize your thoughts logically, using clear transitions between ideas. Show enthusiasm. Demonstrate genuine interest in the topic through your tone and body language. Provide specific examples. Support your points with concrete details and personal anecdotes to make your response more engaging and authentic. Reflect on the experience. Go beyond mere description and discuss how the travel experience affected you personally or changed your perspective. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high band score. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on describing a place where you experienced natural beauty and describing a cultural event you attended. These resources will help you further expand your repertoire of responses for various travel-related topics.